Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give us a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks, on Facebook at MHJ Picks, or on our website, www.mhjpicks.com. Each episode will give you selection and analysis for major horse courses across the country. Good morning, folks. Thanks for checking us out here for Gulfstream Park on January 9th. Mike again here from MHJ Picks. I've had a few solid days. Yesterday was a bit chalky. Did give out the pick five, pick four, missed on the pick six, but had a profitable day either way. Four top choice winners, a few second choice. So things have been going pretty good. We hope to keep them rolling today. Today is earlier post. I'm getting a little bit of a late start, so this may be, I may blow through this pretty quick here. I know everyone is interested in the mandatory payout picks, so I'll try to spend a little more time on those as I go through the program here today. It's a really tough sequence, actually, on that mandatory payout. You could get together with a whole big group of people and really pour some money into it. You could try to do it on your own, and I'm going to post a few tickets, different budget levels on how I think it could play out. It really is a tough sequence. So just be aware of that as we go through the day. Looking at race one, my top choice is number six, Ginger on My Mind. Very likely favorite with Kathleen O'Connell. Gaffleone returns on the mount, ran second with this horse last time out here at a similar trip, just a little bit longer in distance here, may actually help the horse a little bit. Second choice is going to be number eight, Herculina, Wesley Ward with Irad Ortiz. This horse is off the layoff. Add some blinkers, so this horse is also moving up a little bit. And I think that's going to help this horse improve with the time off, adding the blinkers. Should be able to make a move today. Number two is a Torpedo Plays Smirkach, Carlos Montalvo on the mount. This horse is competitive. He's always in the mix. So I think it's important to use this guy in your under plays. Looking on to race number two, my top choice is going to be with number one, Aya Capote. Amador Sanchez with Edgar Zayas is in the mount here. This one is actually dropping down pretty significantly, has raced kind of at this, well, a little bit higher than this level and has succeeded. Bumped him up probably a little bit too much and is dropping back down. I think he should be a major player here. Number six, Pure Crazy Dude, is one who is one of those horses that always competes, always puts in a great effort, does have the speed to get it done with a good trip. So I think is one you've got to factor in your plays here. Third choice, Superhighway, Marcial Navarro, and Irad Ortiz. This horse won a few back with a really nice race in September. So it was going to be second off the layoff. Maybe he can get closer back to that effort. So make sure you look at that one. I think one that is interesting is number eight, Sensazione. This horse just ran on New Year's Day and is already back for another race. But Doble's is 24% first claimers. So she knows what she's doing with these horses. And this one must be ready to fire off another big effort. I do worry, though, last out, this horse was tiring, held on. But, could be a big drop-off here today. So just however you like to play that angle, just wanted to mention it. Third race, top choice number two, Lemutinati, I guess, I don't know, weird name. Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffleone, coming off a pretty good work. Wasn't quite a bullet, but has had a couple of solid efforts. Does well with this type of debut horse. This horse was purchased for $700,000, so not too bad. I think this horse has a good shot to win on debut. Going all the way to the outside, number 8, we've got Pletcher and Saez teaming up, also on a first-time starter. This one not as costly as the Chad Brown Hurts, but is working well, and you know this combination is deadly, especially on first-timers. Number 1 grand runner goes for Victor Barboza. I think he's one that you really have to look at. He may not take as much money with the big-name trainers here, but had a really nice effort last out, has run second, and third. Won to a next out winner, or lost to a next out winner, ran second last time. So this horse, you know, is probably going to be a good value play. As well as number 6, Dr. Duke off a bullet workout, Paco Lopez, Jean Antonucci. Improved last out, should be ready to fire again today. So I wouldn't stick to just the 2 first timers. I'd definitely include those others in your plays. Race number 4. Going to go with number 1, Bluegrass Parkway, Michael Maker, going 1.38 miles on the turf. Now, this horse came off of Jonathan Thomas running in the Naira circuit. I think this horse is going to be fired up and ready to go. Kind of dropping in class a little bit, in my opinion. Second off the layoff. I think we'll see a big effort from Bluegrass Parkway. Number 5, Prefect, Corey Lannery and George Arnold. This is a quality horse. Has run third last couple times out. Not up for a claim. Just kind of taking advantage of the situation here to try to cash a check. And rightfully so. This horse has outrun his odds several times in a row and could do so again today. Number 7, Cowtown, Pletcher Saez, coming off a great effort last out and still only ran third. But had a pretty big number in a solid race. So definitely give him a look, as well as number 3, Battalion, Safi Joseph Jr. This horse is a former Mott horse that gave up on. And Safi Joseph brought him back to allowance company, didn't fare well, put him in a $50,000 claimer, and he did win. And I was trying here in the allowance optional claimer, so he's one to consider as well. Race number 5, I'm going to look to number 4, Candyman Rocket, Mott and Velasquez here. Torpedo play, 10-1 on the morning line. This horse ran in the slop first out. Mott is not known for first out starters. Look for an improvement here off a pretty solid, you know, number despite, you know, his placing. He had a solid number, so something to that I like to look at. And Candyman Rocket should be ready to go this time. Number 2, G-Bar, Juan Avila y Misael Jaramillo. We've got a horse coming off of bullet work and several consistent works. Not the greatest first-time trainer stats, 7%. However, this horse is fired up, ready to go. Avila is 24% right now in the meet, so his horses are in the zone. He's got something going right over there. Number 6, Untreated for top sire Nyquist. I should say top first crop sire in wins, I think, is Nyquist. Or money earned, at least. Chad Brown, Irad Ortiz, got the connections, got the breeding. No reason this horse couldn't win on debut. You know, meets all the criteria, so you never want to exclude a Chad Brown horse in this situation. Blitz to win, Barkley Tag coming off a bullet work and nearly 3 bullet works in a row, so this horse is ready to go. Again, Barkley Tag not always that great on first time starters, but this horse is fired up and ready. Number 3, Promise Keeper is another one I think you should look at to fill out your late pick or your early pick 5 and pick 4. Moving on to our rainbow sequence, race number 6. I think this race could be a pretty logical one. You just never know on an opening leg. You hate to be out on the first leg, but I like number 4, Henny Penny, coming off the layoff. For Kathleen O'Connell, Irad Ortiz, dropping in class. This horse can can be competitive, hasn't won since the maiden race back in June. And I think the little break is going to help this horse show another improvement. O'Connell is a quality trainer, 24% with first time in the barn. So I think this horse should be ready to go. I'm looking for a big effort from Henny Penny. Number 6, La Cara Bonita, Victor Barboza Jr. with Luis Saez in the mount. Second after claim, 30%. So this horse should show a little bit of improvement from his last out, even though he's had a bunch of races. Should show improvement in his barn is what I'm referring to. And that improvement could get the horse home. Number 2, Sweet, Sweet, Sweet. Julian Leperu, Patrick Bancioni. This horse should be on the front end and could hold on, you know, so watch for that effort. And Shikaka is one that I think on all my tickets I would go at least four deep to this one. This horse is better known as a distance horse, or has more, I shouldn't say better known, just has more efforts as a distance horse. But last time out, had a really good finish in that race after having a real troubled trip. Came solid late, and depending on what some of these others do, there could be some pace to run into. So I wouldn't leave the 7 off your ticket. You want to go a little bit deeper, consider the 9. Race number 7, Wide Open Affair. This is a race that will exponentially increase ticket prices for everyone, I believe. You've got 12 horses here. I think one of them scratched maybe, but 11 horses, of which any could potentially win. So number 1, Jungle Cry, is going to be my top choice. Claimed off of Brittany Russell over at Laurel Park. This horse was a favorite on debut, had a pretty poor effort considering. Just didn't get a good start in the race, and that really hurt the chances. So I think we'll be overlooked here with some of the bigger names. Jose Corrales hasn't had any mounts here at Gulfstream, so brings this horse over. Thinks he's got a shot. Paco Lopez in the mount, I think, is a good play here on number 1. Second choice, number 3, Simovic, is an improving horse for Bill Mott. Jose Ortiz in the mount. Second place finish last time after a nice improvement in speed figures. Has been double digits in every race. So, this one could be disrespected a little bit again today here and have an effort. Number 6, Sound Money, Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffleone. Kind of throw out that last race on the slop and look back to the first race. We also get Lasix for the first time. Also getting a route for the first time, 29% for Brown. So I like Sound Money as maybe the more logical choice than the others for traditional thinking. Number 9, Seminole Beach, Ian Wilkes and Julian Leperu. This horse finished like gangbusters last time and just missed actually by a head. On debut, should be ready to be fired up and have a similar effort today, I'm thinking. So definitely want to include that guy on your tickets. Another one, number 5, Bracken, is a second time starter for Pletcher. 25% angle. This horse was not bet on debut, ran second. Has some pretty solid breeding, has the jockey to make it happen. Of course, all these are adding Lasix, so that's another way to improve. It'd be hard to go to leave this one off. So we're at 5 deep right now, and I would go at least 5 deep and try to go skinny another length. Depending on how you want to play it, I could see going with 4 more horses here. I think number 8, American Dollar, is going to be a big price and has a shot at an effort. Number 2 is a first-time starter for Pletcher and Saez. $725,000 purchase. Just debut over a mile. Pletcher's numbers drop a little bit, so that's why I have this one further down the list. Number 11, Rosenquist. Same deal, Chad Brown. Irad Ortiz, $750,000 first-time starter. But again, first-time starters over a mile, it's really tough to do. And Brown's numbers suffer because of that. The last one I would go with is number 12, Manitowish, Dale Romans, Corey Lannery. This horse has some talent. Carpe Diem is a nice sire, young sire. Didn't get off to a great start last out. Kind of hurt his chances. Should improve today. Race 8, I think he can get skinny here with number 6, Big Drink of Water. This horse is actually dropping off a win, 38% angle for Ravelli. You actually see that a lot with Ravelli, if I'm thinking right. Just seems like a guy that drops a lot of horses. Won his last race, 33% for Ravelli. This horse ran in a race called the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that race, but he actually ran 5th in that race last year, 2019. Just came off of a layoff and had a pretty dominant performance last out here. So I think this horse should be ready to go. Loves the 5-furlong turf distance. And I think Big Drink of Water is going to have a big performance here for Ravelli and Victor Lebrun. I've got this as an anchor. I would even, you know, it's hard to single in any sequence, especially when you got this mandatory and you're investing a little bit more money. You don't want to be tied to one horse. I could see a single there with number 6, though. You want to go a little bit deeper. Number 10, Chief How Come, off of Bullet Work, Julian Lepreux and Ian Wilkes. This horse should be on the front end from the outside, making a strong move to start and hoping to hold on. Move a little bit to the inside. Number 8, Bourbon Currency, Kimmel and Ortiz. Jose Ortiz, this is a New York horse mostly. Has run a Gulfstream in the past. This horse always seems to be in it. In 11 races in 2020, it was 9 of 11 in the money. So it is coming off a layoff. So he's another one you could give a look to. Number 12 will take some money as well. Freewheeler, Pletcher, and Irad Ortiz. So these two guys, when they team up, 35%, 39% on the meet. This just looks like a tough outside post against some tough horses, but I wouldn't be surprised from a big effort from number 12, Freewheeler. But again, you got to save money somewhere. You could go 4 deep here, or you could go, I'd say you could try to single. You could try to, you know, play a couple of these guys. But I think that number 6 should be strong. An interesting horse here is number 2, Emmy Crack, coming in from Chile. Don't know much about the horse, but just interesting that kind of placed into this race. So never know. Sometimes those things that stand out do so for a reason. Race number 9, my top choice is going to be number 4, Town Classic. This horse ran 2nd in Claiming Cup with a really strong effort at 12, almost 13 to 1. Has run 2nd 4 times in a row, though. So while that's good that this horse is in it, not good that can't get the job done. So can't have supreme confidence in this guy to make it happen. Going to look to the outside a little bit. I'm a G6 off of Bullet Work for Pletcher and Irad. I think this horse has potential winner all over it after a flop in the Claiming Crown. Should be ready to go today, get fired up. Joe DiBaggio is a classic quality runner, number 3. Number 1, Secret Touch, also coming in from California, looks good. Number 8, All Around, is one that has some nice numbers. Something about this horse, I couldn't go with him. You know, hopefully that's not a mistake, but I left this one off of the ticket. Number 10, we got the Tropical Turf Graded Stakes G3 action here. I'm going to look to my top choice being Casa Creed, who last run in the Breeders' Cup Mile. Get a nice little layoff for Mott. 18% on this type of layoff. Has a Bullet Work recently, all kinds of class. I think this one will be dialed up, ready to go. Number 5, Frost Morn, is a quality animal. Has graded efforts and has won a grade 3 and a grade 2 back in 2017. So this is a 7-year-old. hasn't won graded in a while because it was lightly raced, especially 18, or actually 2019, only raced once, and then came back November 2020 with a really strong effort at Churchill. So I think this horse is still ready to go. And my third choice here is number 3, Ride a Comet, coming off back-to-back Bullet Works, graded 2 victory in Canada. Before that, won optional claimer, and before that, won the Del Mar Derby in 2018. So this horse, after that Del Mar Derby win, took a little break, went up to Canada A, and did some good running up there. Back down here, you just worry sometimes this early in the season about the Woodbine horses being acclimated. Should be pretty good effort today from Ride a Comet. Number 1, Admission Office, is one that is just hard to leave off tickets. I will probably shave him off today, just, you know, in preference to the others. May end up regretting it. If you got a big pocketbook, you could add this horse into your mix, but he hasn't run since June, so that's a negative. Last race, race 11. One of my torpedoes scratched here, which was number 11, but my top choice is going to be number 1, Time Sensitive, Gustav Delgado, Luis Saez dropping in class. Second after the claim, 32% for this trainer. Just screams Saez making it happen with this horse. Going to the outside, number 9, Smarty Queen, Oscar Gonzalez, Irad Ortiz. This horse has figures to be competitive. Looking for a long shot play, number 7, Our 10 Angels for Dale Romans. This horse should be out early on the lead, hoping to make it happen. Moving over to grass for Dale Romans, Our 10 Angels, number 7. I would probably stop either 2 deep or 3 deep here, but again, if you want to be spread out more in the last leg, horses I would look at are number 3, Gray Charlotte, and number 2, Tap Tap Birdie. I will be posting the picks. I'll be posting some sample tickets just to give you guys some idea. It'll help you out. And hopefully you can get some of this mandatory 6 at Gulfstream Park. Thanks again for listening. Tell everybody you know. Everything is free. You're always welcome to leave a tip when you've made some money. But again, that's not required. But if you are interested, information's on the website. Again, thanks for checking me out, and good luck to you.